upper body. The body that's up in your valley. And your pump that can stop me, I'm not happy. No, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I trust lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I crush the pride? No, I never lied. And identified bodies in the ride. And they pronounce from dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room.
What is up? This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM and also heard on 102.9 FM. And later on the internet on www.radiorubberroom.podbean. Was that an extra
www?
W?
I think there's an extra W in there.
Okay,
somewhere.
Just three. Let's simplify. Three W's.
Whoa.
Radiorubberroom.podbean.com is where you can find the podcast. We've got a good show for you tonight, and we've got the Dirty Picture Show here with us tonight. What's going on, Dirty Picture Show? That's your name, Dirty Picture Show?
Yeah. It's all dudes.
Dudes.
Just dudes. There's only dudes.
Now, you guys, and also, we'll mention we've got our good friend Roger Reynolds from the Drive Through with Rog filling in for Dan tonight. Dan is viewing the Nutcracker.
Excuse me?
Is it the Nutcracker?
Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
Classiness.
I'm happy to be here, though. Thank you for inviting me.
Always happy to have you, Roger. Always happy to have you.
If no one sits there, the show is really difficult.
Yeah, if no one turns the knobs,
yeah,
it's kind of a... Silence.
We'll see if I do, you know, if I push the right buttons and stuff.
Yeah, we'll
spin
them
around.
Try.
You know,
and the Dirty Picture Show. I want to thank you guys already for bringing some nice lights. This is radio, but it does help the ambience in here, and I feel like it will convey itself to the listeners via the ears.
We have red, green, and blue, and you can make any color known. To human perception out of those three colors.
Except yellow.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, you can't make yellow out of
it. You can't make yellow, but it's a radio show. Yeah. So,
we're gonna make yellow. And I just hope you guys can hear the colors that are going on in this room right now. There's a lot of colors. And
I can smell them.
And you can smell the colors. No, that's not the colors, Roger. Taylor took his shoes off over here. That's what happened. I believe it does smell like yellow. I think it does smell like yellow.
I think it tastes like green.
It smells like yellow, tastes like green. Yeah. We're just writing some new Dirty Picture Show songs here. And you guys are making hand animals. What are hand animals in the light, too?
Hand animals.
Shadow puppets. Shadow puppets is the word. Yeah. So that's a nice touch, too. So let's introduce you guys to the audience out there. Who we got? What's your name, sir?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm Luke.
Luke?
Yeah.
Luke. All right, pass it around. To
I'm
my
Brendan,
right.
Brendan Fulmer.
Brendan, you play...
Bass player.
The bass guitar. Sir, who are you?
Danny on drums.
Danny on drums?
I'm Taylor, I'm playing the guitar.
Taylor?
The guitar that Luke doesn't play.
The other guitar.
Two guitarists, that's right.
So, have you ever played his guitar?
No, but I've been using his for about 2 months now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just got mine back in action today.
Actually, Danny fixed it up for us. Danny's quite the handyman when it comes to soldering.
Danny the drummer?
Random things.
Wow. So wait, when he's playing your guitar, are you like reaching around playing like four hands or something?
You know, I think when the first time that we switched instruments was at the Republic, man, and first Brendan's bass went out, and I had this Strat that was just like a backup in case someone like broke a string. So the bass went out. Luke had his guitar at that point. And then Brendan actually was playing the Stratocaster, and we ran it through a pitch shifter to bring the Strat like two octaves down.
Cool.
And Brendan was playing bass through like this electric guitar. And then we passed it on to Luke when you know that guitar kind of I guess some
your target's around.
Around.
It certainly does. Yeah.
With your superior problem-solving skills, you're now my favorite band in the world.
Yeah. Way to you got to make the show happen.
That's definitely the extra guitar thing I am blown away by.
That is okay.
Why would you even own two guitars?
For sure.
What was the question there, Sean?
Why would you own you got to have more than one guitar. I mean,
it's negotiable.
If you can, you're supposed to have them all lined up on your bedroom wall, like a whole bunch of them, right? Yeah.
Or just have a whole
room
dedicated
to 20. Even the drummer has extra guitars. I mean, come on.
It's true.
Does anyone have a just in case extra drum kit?
No, I don't believe so.
But usually you can beat on just about any slice.
Yeah, five gallon drum.
Just find something. Yeah, find something.
Pots and pans.
All right, guys. Well, it is time to take our first break. But if you will, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find the Dirty Picture Show online or whatnot.
Well, you can find it on Facebook right now for the time being.
Yeah, because Google's got to get interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, I Googled it, and I was very disappointed, but they were the third link.
You mean you Googled the Dirty Picture Show?
Just Dirty Picture Show.
What other stuff? He wasn't really exciting. Did you have the safe search?
He wasn't looking up you guys, by the way. He's so disappointed. All right, we are going to take a break. Play a tune. Speaking of the Republic, this is a track live from the Republic. We do that Wednesday night there. We record it live. This is one of those live recordings. A band Taylor's in, too, as well. This is the Northerners with Valerie.
Oh, right on.
Well, I went down to the station, met my brother there. His hands held his head. His head between his legs seemed to be distraught. We went by his stack. I said, brother, what's going on? He said, I had a girl with the weight of the world in a curl. Did you know that's where it stayed? It was in the crowd. Break my heart, did you want to last? And I don't know. Then they expected her to go like she did the night before.
Alejandro here from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me. And you will love having it inside you as well.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Yoga! Long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24-7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme!
Yeah!
Extreme!
Yeah! Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground, or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme!
Yeah!
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah!
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Ah.
Simon, Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Remember when you told me that love, the highest art, that we were never believers, just tried to play the part. Remember when you told me that love never dies, couldn't you just hold me, tell me all those lies? Tell me that you know me, tell me that you see me, tell me that you're listening, tell me you believe me, tell me that it's nothing, tell me take it easy, tell me that it's love, and tell me that you need me. Well, meanwhile in a hotel room, Lady Death, standing naked in the mirror of a gentle moon, she feels something awaken. Has she lost herself in love? Is her heart and heart just breaking? Or is she praying that her lover won't allow her to forsake him? She said, tell me that you know me, tell me that you see me, tell me that you're listening, tell me you believe me, tell me that it's nothing, tell me take it easy, tell me that it's love, and tell me that you need me. For now, maybe if the war were over, we'd have time for the stars. You could bury your head in my shoulder, I would die there in your arms. And when you find out one day that I was born with a broken heart, will you hold yourself together and I'll tear myself apart? And I'll say, well, is it? Thank you.
That was Lies by the Dirty Picture Show here on Radio Rubber Room. So guys, Luke, this band kind of formed after you're doing Luke and the Junk.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the same tunes, just new lineup. Where'd you find all these guys?
Well, that was really the beneficial, the Junk kind of took, you know, it never really was all that together to begin with, and it kind of took a real long time to decay and fall completely apart. But along the way, you know, we played a lot of gigs with just like random, you know, kind of go meet up with somebody right beforehand, work out a few songs that we can play for the gig, and go get on stage. And pretty much how I met most of these guys here, you know, like just through other musicians, like, you know, Gabe or Nico or people like that, bringing them out to gigs just to play, you know, just jam at Bogart's or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you guys first started playing as a group, pretty much, though, it was Luke and the Junk, correct? Right? You guys at Wheezy's.
I think, I don't know if we really, once we were all united, we never played anything that we called Luke and the Junk. Mm-hmm. When they added up at Wheezy's, Tori just assumed that that's what it was, you know, and I hadn't told her yet that.
Because I came to see Luke and the Junk that night.
Yeah, it was in like Style or whatever, too, because she had already told him. By the time that, like, I told her the name, you know, because we were kind of, like, meeting up, jamming around, and trying to work out, you know, our identity, you know, as a band or whatever, you know, your name, anyway.
Yeah, man, I think I met you one show at Wheezy's. It wasn't that one, but it was the one where I was chilling with Tim Petrovito.
Yeah.
You called him up, like, half an hour before the show to come play drums, and I was going to jam with him for a little bit, and he was like, yo, I'm going to go play a gig and, like, get paid $100 tonight, or, you know, $20 tonight, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Went out.
What's the big difference right there?
And saw Luke and the Junk play, and then we started jamming acoustic style, and you know, Luke was already friends with like Brendan and Danny, and then it just kind of came together, man. I think we just jammed one time.
Yeah, I just called everybody and was like, yeah, you guys, can you come and jam today?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got there, and we were like, we like this, you know.
What are you guys, jazz musicians or something?
Sometimes.
So, yeah.
Sometimes. And I know, and we've talked a little bit too, you know, being a singer-songwriter, you know, finding that group that can fill out your sound. I mean, you know, how happy are you that you can finally put that group together that just it fills it out for you?
It's like the most, you know, it's super amazing feeling, you know, and that's the greatest part is that, you know, it's not just like some of the people before just, you know, were embellishing things, but I didn't feel like investing like, you know, intellectual soul and stuff into them, you know, into like making the songs more than what I had them, you know, because I have rough outlines, you know, when I met these guys, and now we've got like, you know, we've gone in, you know, talked about like, you know, musical feeling and shit like that, you know, to try and you know, flesh these things out.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Excuse me.
And then I got a question for Brendan. Did you know your fly was open?
No, but now I do, and it's being
radio
taken care of.
It's a radio show.
That's right.
The audience doesn't know that it's...
You know,
now they do.
You know, nobody really cares in this group.
No insecurities.
it's my one rule. Friends tell friends when their fly is down and when they have a boogie in their nose. Tell me I have a boogie in my nose.
Well, the lighting takes care of the boogie in the nose, you know, because... Yeah.
Everybody has a boogie in their nose.
Yeah. Psychedelic ooze at that point.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So, and you guys, you know, since you guys got together, just getting out there, playing a ton of shows, really lighting it up out there, what's the future plan for the shows? Are you going to keep grinding hard with the shows, or you look to get in the studio, maybe get an album done?
I mean, I think both, really, honestly. You know, we've got a couple more, well, one more thing, I think, before the end of the year, and then I'm going to be out of town for a little bit, but once we get back, I mean, I want to hit some of the spots in Richmond that we have yet to play. I want to get back to the Camel. And also, I mean, we've got some recording gear. We've been recording practices and stuff, and I feel like taking some time to work on getting some tracks down is definitely going to be a big priority, you know, beginning of the year.
So the plan is to do it do it yourself?
I mean,
an album or?
For the time being, you know, like until we have like, you know,
money.
More reason than money to like, you know, go take it somewhere else, you know.
Do you have any plans on how you're going to get more money?
I talked about whoring Luke off on 3rd Street.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Oh man, there's some people line up for some blocks for that, man.
I think he winked at you when he said that. I don't know if this is the lighting. I can't tell.
That was my wife you saw earlier, by the way.
Just to throw it out
just
there.
Just to make sure.
Just so
nobody's questioning. So here's a question for Brendan. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm pretty friendly guy. I try to meet everybody, especially if they're a musician. So I want you to tell me, how many times did I try to meet you before you were finally like, not like, yeah, whatever, it's cool?
I really don't know. I honestly can't remember you as of right now.
Well, he counted, I'm sure.
I did count.
How many times was it?
It was 9 times. 9 times. I just tried to say, hey, what's up? I'm Sean. This is what I'm about.
And you were just like, to be absent-minded.
And you were like, yeah, whatever, that's cool.
You're not that important.
Yeah. it's the scary. Sean comes up to you and you're not sure who he is.
Very intimidating.
He could be a very frightening kind of guy.
The conversation can either go, hey, I'm Sean, I'm friendly, or ha la 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 la, and then you run. Or die.
I mean, I'd go with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with that, no.
No.
I like to do that in my spare time. Just go to public places and ha la 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 and see what the people's reaction is.
Where's the last place you've done that?
Nursery school.
Nursery school. That's always a good place to try out material like that.
Yeah, especially these days, man.
Yeah.
Make sure you take the 2x4 with you next time.
That one above my head.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy who walked into the other school with the word high-powered rifle written on the 2x4.
Oh, no.
Trying to be smart and I'm whatever.
Yeah, that's not smart at all.
That does not.
Don't do that, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, don't do that.
I'm not actually allowed near any nursery school, so I will not.
The court order is still in effect.
I will abide. The dude abides.
Well, that is very good. So, and also some other stuff going on. Luke, you do run the Yerb. And, you guys have the Kickstarter going on right now. How's that going?
I mean, it's going well. We're about halfway there. We've kind of plateaued a little bit, but we're hoping that our friends are going to, the community will pull it together, make the final push.
You guys did a little jump today.
Did we?
You did.
That's good. That's good to hear, man. I know the 6th is the end date for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if we can get to 1,200, that's going to be phenomenal. I'm optimistic that we can. But, the more that we can... the more that we can get beyond that just means, the more CDs we'll be able to release, and also, the more times we'll be able to do this.
And so...
There's your curve for anything like this. Just want to, give you guys... This is like the rule of thumb. I know the whole fundraising thing pretty well, so...
And go ahead and tell everybody what it's for and what it's about, and then also where they can find it.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing the Yerb for... about 2.5 years now, and I've had a whole ton of bands through and a lot that are really loved by the Richmond community, and we're trying to release a CD with as many of those bands on it as possible, just to give people an idea of what else is out there. I feel like the crowds that I see at these things are still segmented, where you'll have certain bands that I think that the fan base would cross over, but the connections just aren't being made. So we're trying to release these CDs free to the community and have them all around Richmond available to pick up, and just spread the local music scene and how much talent we're able to see there at the Yerb. So.
And who put together the video for it, the Kickstarter?
That was Morgan. He did all that.
Morgan
did
all the editing and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I have tried.
Go ahead, Sean.
I have tried to photobomb Morgan like crazy, and I never was in that video once. I was like, oh, Morgan's about to film. I'm all over it. I was in the middle of the stage, and he went around me.
Was there a band on stage?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't tackle one of the band members or anything, did you?
No, but, I'm prone to that. I'm prone to that.
And I know sometimes it shows, especially if there's not a raised stage or a super raised stage, I just get this feeling like you're going to swan dive through the drum kit sometimes.
I was just going to say, I love that one time when he did. He just kind of rose up out of the middle of the drum kit. It was wild, man.
Sean did that?
Yeah.
No, actually, at the pool party, I swear that I was waiting for Sean just to pile drive through Downbeat Switch when they were playing.
Well, he did nosedive into the pool too, didn't he?
Maybe.
Pretty sure.
He doesn't remember that.
I was ready to catch.
I don't remember it very well either, but I'm pretty sure I was somehow involved in that.
Also, the
reverse stage diving.
The stage does not have to be raised or equal to the floor. I can jump from ground level onto a stage into a band.
Good safety note. Good safety note. All right, guys, it is time to take another break, play a tune, but we're going to be back with more of the Dirty Picture Show. But right now, this is a new one from Barrel House. Must Have Been the Shine here on Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room on Twitter, and like us on Facebook, or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page, because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, and I'll be your guide. Today, we will be working with wood. Working the wood is art in its most natural of states. So natural. First, a little history of wood. Man has always had wood at his disposal. Wood comes from trees. Trees need wood to stay erect. I love trees because they give me wood. Choose your wood wisely. Working with a soft wood is less pleasurable. You will find the functionality of soft wood to be disappointing. It is important that you choose a hard wood. Some wood is so strong that even Mother Earth cannot blow them down. Such as hickory, the hardest wood. Once you have chosen your tree, you will know it is the wood you want, because it is throbbing in the sky, begging to come down for release. It is ideal that you have a partner to get that wood down, but I prefer the solo method. Get a firm grip on your wood-felling tool and stroke it, thrusting it with all of your might, as deeply into the wood as possible. Thrust and pull, and thrust and pull, and thrusting and pulling. Steady now. Timber! Bust your load of wood all over the ground. Now that you have obtained wood, maintain it by getting it milled into a more workable shape. Get your wood milled into different thicknesses depending on your preference. I prefer 2 inches of thickness. Now I am really ready to work it. The wood, I mean. Since I've just destroyed an avian domicile, I will be constructing a birdhouse. In order to make your birdhouse, you must measure your wood. measure and cut several units, drilling in one an orifice that is large enough to fit even the largest of wood pickers. Attach them using butt joints. A butt joint is a joinery technique in which two members are joined simply by butting them together. You must reinforce your butt joints. You'll need a dowel rod. Drill holes at the butt joint. Deep, but not so deep. Smear your double-headed dowel rod with lubrication. Make sure you dock your members at the correct angles or your dowels will ream your holes. That's right, ram all those rods in there. Clamp them tightly to hold the unit in place. Reinforce all the butt joints with a good screwing. Get as many screws in there as possible. Screw it. Keep screwing. Flip it over. Screw it some more. Screw it. Yes. Jam a post in the bottom. Ah! After all this woodworking, I'm in need of a nap. Don't touch me.
Are you a human male or female between the ages of 0 and 100? Do you require food to sustain yourself? Have you ever spun out of control while running after slipping on a piece of yellow rubbish someone disposed of on the ground? Does the thought of bananas terrify you, excite you, or neither? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, then you likely suffer from a condition called banana disease.
Banana disease? What's that?
Not much is known about banana disease, but what is known is most likely everyone in the world suffers from its symptoms, and they will definitely die at some point in the near or distant future.
Banana disease sounds scary. What causes it?
It is scary. You see, although no evidence has ever been discovered that banana disease is real, we at SpoofCo are convinced that one day, banana disease may or may not be responsible for wiping out the entire human race.
Well, hi, I'm Jim, and I think I am certain that I may or may not suffer from all or some of the symptoms of banana disease. Well, I'm not sure, but I don't want to die from banana disease, because if it's real, it sounds painful. I feel, with the advances in modern science, that we should be able to come up with a preemptive solution for banana disease.
Since no one has ever done a study, there is no reputable information to argue against the existence of banana disease.
I'm Steve, and after I listened to Radio Rubber Room, I was a little concerned that I might have banana disease. So I went and saw my doctor. He called me a moron and told me that there's no such thing as banana disease, but I'm still worried that one day in the near or distant future, I might die.
One out of one medical practitioners that we surveyed agree that it's possible a doctor with the last name Banana might one day discover a disease. Don't let banana disease ruin your life. Educate yourself at naked-jester.com.
Banana disease, it may or may not kill you.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue. My insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
New from SpoofCo, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
"If it's yellow, let it mellow."
And,
"I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment."
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
"I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice."
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from SpoofCo. Collect all three.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked. radio-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. radio-rubber-room.podbean.com. And on iTunes. It's a dirty record, babe. Lean your head. No, girl, we won't tell nothing. They don't need to know. Lord, just take them something dirty, mean, and slow. Other man, well, he gotta work, yeah. The mojo hand, mama, not a word. And college cash, child, what's it worth? Skip the class, yeah. Gonna learn, no girl. We won't say nothing, go on with the show. We'll just sing them something dirty, mean, and slow. it, baby. A bourbon and dirt. We're shaking naked in our Oxford shirt. Well, I'm baking. I do the early bird. A chicken scratch, child, yeah. But catch the worm. Local won't say nothing. Go on with the show, baby. Just sing them something dirty, mean and so.
That was Bourbon and Dirt by the Dirty Picture Show live here on Radio Rubber Room. So, guys, you know, big news going on right now. It's a big day. Tomorrow is the last day
of everything.
Of everything.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm glad we're here tonight, you know, getting it in, you know.
Someone just texted me that the world is over in 2 hours. I don't, you know.
I mean, I don't know, man. My calendar, you know.
Well, they've got the day. We don't know the time.
Yeah.
My big concern is, what if all the end of the world parties start too late?
I know.
What if they start at 10, at 9 o'clock, everyone's on their way to the end of the world party, and, you know?
Yeah.
That's what
wasted opportunity, man.
What's that?
Wasted opportunity.
Yeah, it'll really be a letdown if we don't get a chance to do the apocalypse tomorrow, you know?
Because of the apocalypse.
What time's your apocalypse start tomorrow?
Your apocalypse is kicking off at 9 with DJ DeLorean, and then we've got Captain, a total Europe favorite, Machine Gun Mustache making their first appearance, The Dirty Picture Show, and The Splendid Sons on there as well, some good friends of ours.
And I've got a flyer now. Yeah. I've got a flyer.
Ooh.
And we're debuting the first edition of Yerb News, which, you know, it's a big day for news, being the apocalypse and all. So,
yeah, it's a pretty big news day.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like all the other stories are going to get drowned out by that.
I know.
It's going to be the only way to get your news after it all goes down. Yeah.
How are you going to date the newsletter? Is it going to be like zero?
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, you got to start over, I guess, huh? Yeah. The calendar's going to have to start over, so how do you date that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zero. Is there a year zero?
Actually, you know, we're starting a new, like, you know, convention in dating, you know, like, you have, like, BCE, CE, whatever, you know, the common era, but this is just going to be, you know, like, post-year apocalypse. You know,
I think we should do it the way that AOL used to do it, like, they would have, like, 1.2.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
1.4, you know, and then, like, something totally, like,
I like where you're going
profound
with that.
Would come, like this, so I think it would be, like, you know, we're going into like 2.0.
Yeah.
Middle Earth.
Something.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, man.
In Life 2.0, you know, the Dirty Picture Show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys may or may not be playing the end of the world, or maybe playing the beginning of the 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
If you're, what if you're playing and like in the crowd, there's like a zombie outbreak and people are just eating each other's flesh? Do you stop?
No, I think we'd make a good soundtrack for that.
That's a what you a know? Great mosh pit, man.
Yeah, we'll get into some of our heavy stuff.
Self-cleaning mosh pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Probably wind up cleaner than most of the aftermaths of Europe shows anyway, so.
So do you guys have a plan if that's what happens tomorrow, if it's the zombie apocalypse? Do you have like a set plan for that yet? Or thought about?
We've like been watching a lot of Walking Dead.
Just to prepare
pointers.
Yeah.
Start swinging guitars, you know.
Yeah.
This thing was pretty heavy.
just go
Does
for the
work
head.
Does that on
man.
Zombies? I don't know.
Go for the head.
Really hopefully.
Objects to the head.
Yeah.
Usually works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It actually depends on what version of the show you're watching, because some zombies can swim, some can't swim.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on. It's like
depends who's.
Some of them are just like really stupid. And all you have to do is sort of turn off your original route, and they'll just keep on going.
Yeah, man.
See, I feel like that'd be such an easy thing to deal with.
Yeah. But
it would
but
just
they
be
still
fun after a certain point. You
know, I mean,
just go mess with them. Like.
Yeah, just watch the zombie. Look, I turned right, and you just kept going.
But stupid you know, zombie. It's like as slow as the monsters are, someone always gets caught. You know,
turn.
turn.
It's like a Nightmare on Elm Street scene. I think, like, the set was only 20 feet long, but she was running along in it for, like, a good, like, 3 minutes or something like that.
Right. And then you drop your keys.
And then she just, like, falls and for some reason won't just go ahead and get up and run away. She just lays there looking terrified, you know.
So, all things considered, the world doesn't end tomorrow. And we wake up on December 22nd. What do you think? Because we've already done an End of the World show. You remember the last End of the World show we did, Sean? When that one guy was predicting the end of the world. Were you here for that?
Oh, yeah, I was.
And he had all the billboards, and it was the end of the world. Everyone was like, you know. Mm-hmm. He predicted it three. I think that was
three times.
Third
he adjusted his schedule three times.
Yeah. What do you guys?
God changes.
Anybody can chime in on this. What do you guys think the next end of the world is going to be? Is there anything on the back burner? Because my calendar has been, you know, ever since you know Y2K, it's been kind of the.
It's gonna be
last 10 years.
The 13th day of the 13th month of the 13th year.
Well, we just made it through 12, 12, 12, and that was fine
13,
too.
13th month. I don't think there is. We're gonna have to add a month.
That's part of the post-Yerb calendar.
Oh, okay, I get it. See,
we're
man,
gonna,
you...
We're all going to wake up the next day and we're going to be like, oh my God, there's another month in the year. This is the 13th month.
That's all it is, yeah.
How did that happen? I'm
going to wake up, what's today, Friday? Saturday morning and be like, why did I spend all my money?
Like, I'm not scheduled to work.
I got
to
pay rent again already?
Wait a second, it wasn't supposed to happen.
I got
to
buy Christmas gifts for my family?
Are there any stories out there of anybody doing that, blowing all their money? Cause, like,
not for the Mayan thing. I think it? Pretty much everybody knows that it's just an excuse to party. But the other guy, the crazy religious dude. Yeah, they were
excuse to party? I'm preparing for the end times, man.
Are you really, man?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, I'll just...
taking this serious.
You're positioning yourself for survival.
Well, I know a lot of people are stockpiling the food and the ammo.
We're doing the canned food drive at the show tomorrow night. It's canned food cover, so, you know, if
that's
the world
cool.
ends, we'll have a bunch of crazy
rock
and roll people.
That's the plan.
And then we can donate it, you know, in the event that it doesn't. But that's not, you know, happening.
But if it goes down, then,
then you're set.
So society will be rebuilt from the most delinquent of people that you could ever imagine.
I'm going where the canned food is.
That's going to be, like, the next, you know, horror film, like the invasion of the Yerb people. And we're just going to, like, spread out from there and take over the rest of the world.
You know, Sean just said the exact same thing I was thinking, that the world is going to be rebuilt from the most delinquent people out there, bands that have had food drives. And, you know, you guys are positioning yourselves for, like becoming, like mayor and governor and president and stuff in the next life.
Yeah.
Warlords and stuff. Man, you're my heroes now.
Well, you know, no wars. We're not going to have any wars, man.
There will be wars.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, good. Before we get we are coming up here on another little break here, but run through where people can find out about Dirty Picture Show, like, you know, where you're going to be after your apocalypse, say the world continues on turning, and where they can find you on the internet.
It's our last show of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever.
We're gonna kind of take a little bit of a hiatus while Luke is down in Florida. We're gonna probably write some new material and do some networking during January, and then probably hop back to it in February. So we've written a lot of new material this past month, and so we're gonna hop back to it in February or something.
Yeah. Two of the things we're playing this tonight we put together this week actually. So. Excited, like it's always new stuff coming along.
I remember that from being in my living room.
And then where can people find out, keep updated with Dirty Picture Show on the internet?
Search the Dirty Picture Show on Facebook for now. That's what we've got. You know,
stay away from Google.
No, Google it. You'll get it.
You'll get it. All right. Well, yeah, you know. Like,
Google Facebook The Dirty Picture Show, but, you know, you might as well just go through
Facebook. Facebook, right, exactly.
And Roger, real quick before we go, go ahead, Luke. Did you have something else to add?
I was
going to
say, you know, right now what's up there is, like, you know, some videos, some live footage from shows. But pretty soon we're going to have some demo recording stuff. We're actually going to document the whole show tomorrow night, record the entire thing. We'd set it all up today with, like, mics in the ceiling and stuff. And we're going to try and get as much video of it as well. So that'll be all up there soon to check out, you know.
Fantastic. I'll probably be there with my canned goods. With my canned goods.
Hopefully
bring an iPhone too, man, if you have any.
Just in case.
Bring an iPhone, we'll give you, like, you know, free video stuff if you shoot any song for the night, you know, like.
That's hip.
Sounds like a deal.
If you record a video.
Roger, you coming with me?
Yeah.
I might. Tomorrow?
Plus a lot of
I got the Nutcracker tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to the Nutcracker
I'm going
tomorrow.
Nutcracker tomorrow.
You and Dan should have switched days.
We should have. But you know what? But this is like, I'm assuming this is not going to be the earliest of evenings for y'all. So maybe after the Nutcracker.
After the Nutcracker. After the Nutcracker.
I'll be twinkle-toesing myself in.
All right, guys, it is time to take a break, but we're going to be back with a couple more live tunes from the Dirty Picture Show, and we're talking to the guys. But right now, this is The Trillions with For the Better on Radio Rock.
Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
Yeah, we are back. Hey, guys.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room.
That's right.
It's time for the Radley Rock and Roll Hour. It's good. A pleasure for me to be here for all of you, I'm certain.
And it's
Radley.
A pleasure to me that we only have 15 minutes for this.
That is very unfortunate. No, you know, it's my schedule that's booked, Radley. And y'all can't afford the $4,000 fee for 20 minutes.
Radley, listen to me. A volcano just erupted in Ecuador, no joke.
It just did right
just,
now.
Just it is like right now. There's a volcano erupting in Ecuador.
Wow!
This is breaking news.
I think it was because my album just got released in Ecuador.
That was part of like the you know like the promotions stuff or you know just a side effect.
The president of Ecuador is actually a huge fan of mine, and when my album came out, he played it as loudly as possible. I'm sure, and that is why the volcano exploded there. And you can be prepared that there will be many more serious catastrophes related to my music in some way.
So, Mr. Rockwell, you being basically, from what I can tell, immortal, you know, what are your thoughts on the, you know, tomorrow? Because, I mean, if the world ends, I mean, does Radley Rockwell end?
No, I will most likely form my own new society in the fallout shelter.
Yeah.
That I discovered.
That you discovered?
It had a lot of good food in it and that kind of stuff. Electronics, enough flashlights to last a lifetime. It had a family in there, but I evacuated them.
You evacuated them?
I told them that it was going to be major flood and that their fallout shelter was too low to the ground.
Well, that was very generous of you.
Yes.
To warn them about that.
Well, There is a specific reason that I came here today.
What is that?
Well, my Quaalude guy lives here in Ashland, but he is right out of Quaaludes.
Oh.
He probably got busted with those guys whose house caught on fire.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Is that a common thing? Quaaludes and house burnings?
In Ashland, it seems to be.
They go hand in hand.
That thing?
Ashland, I think it's like 9 out of 10 people who live there are on Quaaludes.
Or it seems like they are. I'm not sure if they actually are.
And, well, the other reason that I came to Ashland is because I wanted to see the Dirty Picture Show. And then I realized that it's just blokes. It's all just dudes. That there's one dude that is the size of two dudes.
One dude is the size of two dudes?
It's not even like they have a t-shirt on.
We're losing Rockwell, man. There's something is totally wrong here, man.
It's a satellite phone, man. It's,
wow.
You're breaking up.
Right, he's voice loud and clear with me.
Are you in Ecuador, Mr. Rockwell?
I never know where I am exactly. But I know that it's nighttime. Because the sun isn't out.
That's a good clue, yeah.
I've learned a little bit about the calendar. And from what I remember, it's winter. Because of it's the coolness outside.
Yeah.
It's like my I'm wearing vests, but my arms are cold. So I feel like that it's the later months or the beginning ones. I'm not 100% on that. But I have a man for that. I have a person that tells me the date when I need to know. He's around.
You have a man for that.
I have a man for that. You know, I don't like to handle any kind of meeting, date times, nothing like that. Just get me there on time. Make sure that there's the biggest crowd. That usually this place, I can't believe that it's not sold out or something.
do you have a full entourage that travels with you, Radley?
I definitely think it's like 900 people that are employed under me.
900?
Because there is not a single task that I can do on my own. It's because it just it's too relatable to rock and roll. I'm trying to write a song about every little thing. I find myself confused. I'm like, why am I sitting on this cold porcelain thing? And then someone comes and they're like, you need to just relax, you know, and let it happen. And then I write a number one hit, and then I feel less bloated in the belly.
And you guys can't see it from here, but the guy you pay to when you talk to move your jaw up and down, I mean, that's a pretty mm-hmm. cush job, too.
Definitely. I like to have the air blown into me from a stripper's mouth. Because there's just something that is not good about regular air.
Do you have auditions for that?
You know, it pays $47 an hour.
Yeah.
And it is a full-time.
To breathe for you?
100% full-time, actually. It requires you to do it all of the time, every day. So if you feel like you have a lot of lung capacity, and you are a strapping young lady with stripping capabilities, I do like it if you do a little dance on the pole while you blow into me. That is my favorite thing.
That takes some effort. I mean, so if your stripper blow person mm-hmm. woman, if she does the pole dance, does that mean you breathe heavy? Either way, I guess it does, huh?
It gets the blood going.
Yeah, it's not a very efficient system, I feel like, but
but it definitely makes you live a whole lot longer. Like, think of all the breaths that I still have left to take on my own. It's just her breaths that
That's
I've been
your
breathing
secret.
My whole
That's
life.
That's your secret.
So.
I feel like, does that come with any kind of insurance plan, vacation time, or,
you know,
profit sharing?
You could have off, like, one Monday a year.
One Monday a year?
That
and so you breathe on your own, or do you have a fill-in?
I have a fill-in. I definitely do not plan on breathing anytime soon, because I just can't fathom the normal air. I also have a guy that sleeps for me, because that is overrated. A guy, he eats all the food before I eat it, and then I like it spit into my mouth like I'm a baby bird or something.
Or something.
Yeah. You know,
that keeps my teeth really clean.
And it's almost like pre-digested.
Yeah, you know. It's great because I hate chewing and I hate teeth brushing. Just a waste of time, really.
I feel like you could have somebody, if you have somebody that will chew your food for you, you could have somebody that would brush your teeth for you. You can maybe combine that job.
Why would I need to have both of those jobs?
If you're not chewing.
No food is ever touching my teeth. So there's just no need. It's not like, look how perfect they are. They glistened. You didn't see that.
I did. It just went like, bing.
Ding. Yep. Just like a, you know, Orbitz commercial or something.
They are rock hard. I tried to play guitar with my teeth one time, and the guitar turned into dust. And then Jimmy was all like, I'm going to try that, man. And I was like, as long as you don't set it on fire, because that is my signature move.
And he did, though.
He did, yeah.
He stole your move.
He told me one time when he was totally blown out of his mind, he's like, I think I might die when I'm 27. And I was like, well, you can set your guitar on fire then, man. Just think about me when you're doing it.
That's very generous of you. You don't get to see that generous side of you a lot, but that's very nice. That's very nice.
You know, he did. I think he did die after that.
Yeah. He did, yes.
He did die, that is confirmed.
Yes.
Yeah. Terrible. That is a tragedy.
Yeah, it really
what
is.
What a bloke to lose. How long ago has it been now?
1969, I believe.
So like 14 years, 15.
we'll get your calendar guy on it.
Well,
it's been
we'll get it worked out.
It may be a moot point after tonight. You never know.
Mm. Well, Radley will live on.
He will.
I definitely think that if the apocalypse does happen, that it will just be that I'm on a trip or something. And that everything will end up okay afterwards. But in case that the whole world is turned into like some kind of desert or something, I don't know what I would do. Probably just live alone and rock and roll to the animals or whatever is left. Cockroaches.
It'd be a real adjustment for you because you wouldn't have any of your food chewers or breathers.
I would definitely plan on having them encased in concrete very soon.
Oh, so they are. You're going to encase them in concrete.
That way, I will only depend on my concrete encasement destroying gentlemen to survive the apocalypse.
So plenty of room in the fallout shelter. Then,
yes,
so
definitely.
You have more elbow room in there.
I will prefer to use the pyramid as my home. After the apocalypse, I have tried to.
Oh no! That's where you're moving in.
I have tried to purchase that real estate before, and the Egyptians were not about it.
not about it because it
was like historical or something.
No, they won't care. If you're in your fallout shelter with only the cement busters or whatever, who's going to chew the food in there and breathe in there? Because there's not a lot of air in there. I feel like, you at least need your breather in there.
I feel like
your lungs, like with less air. Aren't going to be used to that.
I think I could just hold it for a really long time.
You just hold it for a really long time?
Yeah. We've got
a lot saved up, I
exactly,
guess.
Yeah.
I bet I could hold my breath for, like, at least a fortnight. Because one time I was hanging out with this band. It was like Luke in the Junk or something. And I just couldn't breathe in. The odor was magnificent. And I just never breathed for 20 days on tour.
Does that put you into a new category of zombie? If you're not breathing, he might be a zombie, which would be perfect for the apocalypse.
I believe anything.
If there is zombies, most likely they will be deterred from me because my flesh is certainly not fresh. It's like. Maybe they will enjoy it, like get some kind of buzz off of it or something. Like maybe to a zombie, Radley Rockwell is the best drug there is. And they will just be especially after me, or maybe it's like they just lick me. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's so many scenarios that could play out. Unfortunately, we are out of time. The 15 minutes of the Radley Rockwell hour is up.
Well, if you want to lick me, you can just let me know. I might charge you very little.
It's almost like a frog.
It's very generous.
Very, very generous. So, yeah, offer stands, all our listeners, small fee, nominal fee. It is time to take another break, though. We're going to be back with some more tunes from Luke in the Junk. But right now, this is Lightfields with Atomic.
With Luke in the Junk?
Oh, Dirty Picture Show.
That's right.
Sorry.
God, that always happens.
Gosh.
Is this thing on? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Lee, Radley Rockwell Man, the greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I'm right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man, Radio Room and the Radley Rockwell Radio Room Hour. 10 to midnight, every Thursday, 2.9 FM.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Want to burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Are you a man? No, really. Are you a man? I bet if you asked your ex-girlfriend, that is, if you ever had one, she'd say, hell no. You're about as manly as a beaver in a dress sitting on a pink crayon. Do you wish you understood football? Knew how to build stuff with your bare hands? And could fight the urge to sit down when you peeing. Well, hell, I done got the product for you. Them old smarty pants scientific folk over at Spoofco done gone and invented a revolutionary approach to male enhancement. Now, they ain't claiming they can make your little old bigger. But what they can do is put some hair on that bird cage you call in the chest and make them ladies say, oh, Lord, look what done rustled out the woods. Now put down that white wine and cut that damn smooth jazz off. Hop in your Prius or your smart car and head on down to your local gun and liquor depot and pick up a 5-gallon drum of testicles today. Testicles is spelled with a Z, so you know it's some serious medicine made from woman's sweat harvested from the underarms and fat folds of Colombian field workers. Testicles utilizes ingredients from things that make men manly, like beer, diesel fuel, gunpowder, breast milk, wood cutting, rooting, knife fighting, and straight bourbon, rootin'. Man, testicles is a fast-acting liquid formula, so once you start taking it, you'll be standing straight up and urinating all over the bathroom floor. Well, giving in to the urge to watch Braveheart on repeat while you chainsawing trees and starting fires for no good reason. You gonna really like explosions, too. Spoofco got a special offer right now. You purchase a 5-gallon drum and an old decommissioned mortar shell, they said they'd throw in this handy breast dispenser for free. Testicles is Spoofco's take on natural male enhancement. Now, they ain't claiming they can make your little old bigger, but what they can do is put some hair on that bird cage you call in the chest. Testicles, grow yourself a pair today.
Tacos are an American staple, but tacos are boring. They can take days of planning and up to 1 hour of preparation. Orale, we forget washing dishes. New from Spoofco, a technology that will forever change the way you eat tacos. Taco Shotgun. If you can chew fast or swallow whole, Taco Shotgun is for you. Taco Shotgun eliminates prep time and eating time, all with virtually no cleanup. Digestion? That's a waste of time, hombre. So is tasting. Taco Shotgun, the automatically powered shotgun system that delivers taco directly into your body. Listen up, ese. Just add taco shells, lechuga, carne, queso y tomate, y siempre black powder. All of the things combine as the taco shotgun is activated. With a simple squeeze of the trigger, the meat is cooked. Y la taco is blasted from a barrel, delivering fully cooked taco-type meals straight into your boca, wey.
Depending on aiming.
Taco Shotgun. Your friends and neighbors will most likely enjoy involuntary tacos. Taco Shotgun has a range of up to 3 football fields. You see that hombre over there? Esta fair, wey. Blast the load right into your mouth, hombre. Taco Shotgun. New from Spoofco.
Yeah! Viper Cobra here.
here. And you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
Today, half of the time I'm surprised I'm awake, but I'm half blind, even I can't see. You can't deny what you choose to be. It's a damn stampede. So many little people, like so many little sheep. Call me a fool, but it's fine with me. But you can't deny what you choose to be. On a corner of the street, been flashing signs like dogs in heat. Call those lines on a pretty little beat. Well, they give me some blues that I do not need. Yeah.
way. And there's nothing you can argue, nothing you can say to me. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you, but you're gonna be the death of me. Maybe a little crazy of me, I had an empty heart, a full tank of gasoline. No, baby, I don't wanna believe. You'll be out there, that's all you will ever need. No, baby, I don't need to behave. I wanna settle down and get hitched up with a wave. No, baby, I don't wanna be saved. I just wanna wind up, find someone to follow me down. Wanna wind up, find someone to follow me down.
Said I don't know why.
what you used to be.
Picture show with What You Choose to Be live here on Radio Rubber Room, and it is time for a break. It's time for a break, so we got one more interview coming up, but we do have to play a song right now as well. This is The Rivals with Chains.
Tormented for an eternity. by flaming dinosaur skeletons. This exosynage nimil flap.
New from Liquid Meat comes the Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. So you think liquid meat is the best thing to happen to you since aerosol cheese? Well then you had better have a seat because you're in for a little treat. Tantalize and tickle your taste buds with the new Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. New from Spoofco Culinary Division.
It's easy and it's fun!
Simply pour one can of your favorite carbonated meat flavor into our patented liquid meat popsicle mold. Add used popsicle sticks, pencils, pens, toothpicks, wooden matches, steel cable, or kindling. And in no time, your whole family will be enjoying a delicious frozen meat treat.
Yay!
Don't be afraid to spice things up. The liquid meat popsicle kit also comes with its very own recipe guide.
I love the barbecue chicken skull. One can of liquid chicken and a squirt of bold and spicy barbecue sauce, and I'm enjoying a frozen backyard barbecue on a stick.
My kids hate leftovers, and we used to waste so much food after the holidays, but thanks to recipes like the Thanksgiving Sickle, my family can relive the holidays for weeks to come. I just pour in one can of liquid turkey, a dash of stuffing, mashed potatoes, 1 ounce of cranberry sauce, and gravy to taste, and before they know it, my family's having a holiday feast suck fest, and I just can't get enough of it.
Other favorite recipes include the double bacon ostrich burger, potted meat and veggies, chicken piccata, beef ravioli, and my personal favorite, boiled tripe with potatoes and gravy. The Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker is sure to keep you sucking on all your favorite liquid meat meals for years to come. Sticks not included.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning? Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Mandol comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch.
The messages of the self-esteem alarm clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Frankenbean.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Setting, it was cemetery red, and the blood was busy leaking from the houses of the dead. But I was trying to find a reason for the life that I have led. Just keep thinking of excuses. All the way I have lost. across my head. But with you so close beside me now, if I could have you again, I would have you again. If nothing's changed, I just don't feel like feeling lonely anymore. So I come back down, and it's peaceful at the bottom, baby. There's no one else around, so I don't mind feeling downtrodden, girl. You so close beside me now. If I could have you again, I would love you again. And nothing's changed, I just don't feel like feeling lonely anymore. So I come back down.
That was the Come Down live here on Radio Rubber Room. Did somebody open a door? There's like a, I hear this like wind blowing through. Is the window cracked?
My goodness. Hey, you know, was there a lyric on there that said something about blood leaking out of the houses of the dead?
And yeah, it's true.
That was wild, man. Cool lyrics.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a Hollywood cemetery-inspired song. I used to live in Warren Hill and spend a lot of time going over there, looking down at the river and thinking about life, you know.
That's a pretty cool place to go.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's, like, it's beautifully not a serene. For,
and it's
like,
not a depressing place at all.
By, yeah, yeah. Death, I guess, or its presence anyway, but it's totally peaceful out there, so.
Mm-hmm. I love the benches. They got really cool benches. I don't want a tombstone. I want a bench. My wife wants a bench, too, so. I mean, we don't want to die anytime soon, but when we do...
You got to plan ahead.
You don't want to die in nine.
Hopefully.
We want people's butts
not by tomorrow.
Above us.
What?
We want people to, you know, their butts above us.
Hey, I can help you out with that anytime, Roger. Just let me know. Say the word. Say the word. So, guys, you know, what's the best thing for you guys about being a band in the city right now, in Richmond? And I know a couple of you guys playing a couple different bands, you know, Taylor with the Northerners, the Southerners, sorry, end of the show, Space Case Action. And, you know, you got Toxic Moxie going on. Brent, I don't know if you got any other projects going on, but, you know, great place to be a musician right now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, there's that's just what it is exactly. There's so much music in Richmond right now, and it's
it's great to be a part of it, you know, and it's kind of just a lot for, I don't know, for passion's sake, I guess. Yeah.
What is the biggest...
The venues really help you out, too. I mean, the venues here around here, they actually want live music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like up in Nova, where I'm from, it's all karaoke machines and DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it takes a lot of time to actually get people to come out to a show, where here it's like automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps out a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I actually got to overhear a funny argument the other day about you, Taylor. It was your other band, while you were playing with the Dirty Picture Show, arguing whether you were a better bass player or guitar player. How do you feel about that?
I feel that the fact that the argument exists is just an ultimate success. And that.
Very good, very good. So, I mean, what's next for Richmond? I mean, where does it go from here? A lot of people are, the consensus is, you know, some really awesome's happening here right now. Where does it go? What's the next step for Richmond?
I think people got to branch out, and it's all the city also has to open itself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring some more outside acts into the city and show them that it's a cool place to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then get more of these Richmond bands on the road.
And that's definitely starting to happen. More and more.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah.
I mean, do you guys have plans to start getting out of the city a little more once you get back off of the little brief hiatus?
Yeah, I think that's something that would be good, you know, to work on. You know, like right now, it's just all been like, I think since we met each other, we've had like, you know, 1 to 2 shows a week pretty much. Like it seems like, you know, maybe there was like one bye week in there, but pretty much like from the week we met, we played a show like 4 days later, I think, like the first time we'd all played together.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 2 shows that week.
That's what it's called, a bye week, is that we call your weeks off?
Yeah. So, I mean...
Rest up, heal.
You guys did well last week. You don't need to play this one. Rest up 2 weeks ago.
But, yeah, I mean, and that's been really fortunate, you know, like Radio Rubber Room's definitely helped us out in securing a bunch of those gigs, so we're really appreciative for that, you know. This is our last scheduled show for the time being, tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, once that's under our belt, we can start, like, you know, sitting down and talking about where things are going to go, you know, when I come back from Florida in January.
So no plans now to go up north, or because you're talking about Nova, I mean, any places to play up there that you'd...
I got some friends that, you know, Apache Radio had a great show up there when we went up there once.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some friends up there that, you know, are trying to make something happen there. So, I mean, that's open up in the air. But, it's kind of hard to be thinking about the future when, you know, every week you're thinking about the show you have to play like 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so getting some time to, like, not have to be preparing for the show that week and think about where you want to be playing like a month from there.
Mm-hmm.
That time away from it really helps you to actually think about where you want to go.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what January is going to be about, you know. And, you know, I've made a lot of fabulous connections through the herb with bands all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And, I mean, I'm definitely going to be, like, trying to tap some of them on the shoulder and say, hey, you know, like, can we come up to Baltimore and play with you guys one night or something like that, you know.
So any specific bands you've got in mind to go,
I mean,
go link up with?
I mean, I don't know, like, specifically yet. I mean, I could list off a number, but I feel like I'd probably be excluding just as many. It's more just, I don't know, I feel like something that I'll look at in terms of, like, feasibility, too, mm-hmm. you know, in travel and stuff. But, I mean, like I said, you know, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., you know, South Carolina, there's one band that I really, really liked that played the herb, like... may wind up getting one of the only out-of-town band slots because it's primarily a Richmond CD that's going to be released from mm-hmm. the Kickstarter. But we may put like just one or two of our like real favorite performances. And they were a crazy group called the Royal Tinfoil. And I'd love to play a show with them sometime.
I love that name.
Yeah. There's a theme song too, and it's probably like, you know, on par with Radley Rockwell's, you know, hysterical antics. It's pretty absurd. Zombie nun whores and such, you know, involved. So it's pretty awesome.
I love that.
I love tinfoil too.
I love chewing on tinfoil.
Really?
Are you just not really?
Yeah. I was gonna say. I mean, I bet it might get better radio reception if you did.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I hear it in my head anyway.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
I made that up.
I thought it was the voices cool. to the plate.
Radio Rubber Room now being broadcast directly into your brain.
Via tinfoil.
Via tinfoil.
There's amazing two on the many tinfoil. Uses of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the broadening out of a lot of the Richmond bands more regionally, you think, you know, would help out the scene internally?
Well, yeah, it's something that I want to start trying to facilitate. We've got some plans through the networking that we've been able to do with the Herb to really try and create some forum where people can, like, really get in touch with these other close-by cities and find artists that are playing, you know, music at venues that would support, you know, Richmond musicians so that when they want to go to Baltimore, they don't wind up playing, you know, the opposite kind of venue, you know, like you think you're like booking at like some place that's going to be, you know, into rock and roll or something, and you get there and it's like all hip hopped out and the bands that you're playing with are doing something completely different. Mm-hmm. Not that that's a bad thing, not that there can't be like cross genre appreciation, but to help people with networking and
get
finding
them where they,
get them in front of the crowds that are really going to like, you know, appreciate them. So.
All right, guys, we are just about out of time, but go through and let everybody know where they can find you guys next, obviously, tomorrow night. Where is that going
to
be?
That is at the Herb in Jackson Ward of fine city of Richmond downtown.
And if I remember the Herb show before, there is you go to the Wizard. You draw the chalk outline in your closet, knock on the door, the Wizard opens.
Yes.
And that's how you get to the Herb. He'll lead you.
Or I think you could eat lots of moldy bread.
Or you
I
can
think
eat lots was, of moldy. There's multiple ways to get to the Herb. All right, guys. Enjoyed it. Had a blast. Glad you guys made it out. Everyone make it out to your apocalypse. And we are out of here. This is Mule with On the Inside. Good night.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. And it's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver.
with some families and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you wonder?